With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the wake of Kirk's assassination, Jim Paff, who is president of the Conservative Caucus, says,
"We need national unity amongst citizens to recognize that this is an outrage and these sorts of things cannot happen. But when I recall that Joe Biden said that MAGA is the greatest threat to America and Donald Trump's the greatest threat to America, and I hear the other things that Democrats have been saying for 10 years now, I don't give them, I'm not going to give them any ground to walk on."
Paff made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration is seeking $3.1 million in fines from Boeing over safety violations, including an incident in January last year where an Alaska Airlines jetliner lost a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. Nobody was seriously injured in that one, and the plane landed safely. The agency says the proposed penalty covers violations from September 2023 through February of last year. Authorities say Polish and Allied aircraft were deployed in preventive operations in Poland's airspace because of a threat of drone strikes in neighboring areas of Ukraine. Some Russian drones crossed the line into Poland last week. This is SRN News. The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. The looming ban would affect one of two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine, underscoring the turbulent role of religion as Ukraine fends off the Russian invasion. Orthodoxy is the main religion in both Russia and Ukraine and has served as a cultural and spiritual battleground in tandem with the wider war. A federal judge has ruled that a Detroit-area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that, quote, represent the international character of residents. This is SRN News. Falling birth rates and rising life expectancies have combined to bring the aging revolution to nearly every corner of the globe.
In sub-Saharan Africa, old age is coming with hardship, like scarce medical care and many living in deep poverty. For nurse Winnie Katwisije, working with Uganda's elderly is God's work. Katwisije does what she can to meet the need.
People who are getting old should also be considered as people.
At her job with Reach One Touch One Ministries, Katwisije travels into the mountains by motorcycle to the villages where these often neglected elders live. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Today is Saturday, September the 13th. It's the 14th, the 256th day of 2056. On this day in history, 1788, the Congress of the Confederation authorized the first national election and declared New York City the temporary national capital. This is SRN News.